Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. What can we ask of God? It's a big question in motherhood. What can we ask of Him? Can we ask for anything? Can we only ask for spiritual things? Can we ask for hard things to be answered? What can we ask of God? Does He even want me to ask Him? So many things in my motherhood, especially in like when my first four were very little and life seemed hard and everybody was, you know, I had four under the age of five and I thought I was supposed to know how to do everything. I thought this was supposed to be natural and I was going to just breeze through it. And it was not natural for me. God's answer to this question of what can I ask for is found, and we're going to look at two scriptures, and I would love for you to mark in the margin of your Bible when you get back to your Bible at some point, mark the other passage in the margin next to the first passage. So the first passage is Jeremiah 33:3, and the second passage is James 1:5. We're going to look at these two. It will give you a quick answer of what can I ask of God. The first thing is Jeremiah 33:3. It says this, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Now this is the word of the Lord that was coming to Jeremiah, and he was still shut up in captivity, and God is about to tell him what he's going to be doing in Judah as the Chaldeans are coming to fight them. So God is giving, though, to Jeremiah an invitation. And he says, "Jeremiah, I want you to call to me. I'm going to answer you. I'm going to tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. There's no way you could have known what I'm about to reveal to you." And that actually is his invitation for us as well. You know, Psalms over and over talks about the invitation to cry out, to lay it all before him, that God is listening and he will answer you. But James 1:5 echoes Jeremiah 33:3. It says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." If any of you lacks wisdom, most of my motherhood, I lack wisdom. And I need a relationship with my Heavenly Father where I sit and I say, "God, show me the wisdom I need. Give me insight into the heart of this child that I do not know. Unpack or unveil to me what this child is struggling with that maybe I do not see. Let me understand the way you see my child." And God's heartbeat for us that we see in James 1:5 is that he is going to give it, number one. He's going to give it generously, number two. And then he's going to give it to all. And finally, without reproach. Do you understand when James walks us through that phrasing, not only does he give it, he gives it generously, meaning with abundance, like you get more wisdom than even what you're asking for. And then above the wisdom, he's giving it to all. You don't have to be the better mom to get wisdom. You don't have to be the fill in the blank with your performance mom to get wisdom. You just have to ask for wisdom. And then without reproach. Do you know that God is not irritated with your ask? He's not scolding you that you're asking about the same thing again. He has no response to you of irritation or can you not just get this right? And for so long in my motherhood, I carried into my relationship with God an apology that I was asking again. And so if for no other reason today, I want you to stand in the truth that He gives generously to all without reproach. Put that in a first person. Say, God will give me wisdom generously to me without reproach. Because if you are at all like me and you carry in an apology to God of, I'm sorry I'm asking you again, or, oh God, I still don't get it, or I still can't figure this one out, or I still don't know what this one needs, can I invite you to meet the God who loves you and without reproach will give you the wisdom you need? Just ask. As you go into today, let that just reverberate through your mind. You're going to meet with your kids in different times of the day, and you're going to be met with I don't knows. Ask God. Ask God what He thinks. Ask God what He would say. Ask God what He would do. Ask God what you should do, what you're missing when a child is throwing a fit, what you don't understand when a teenager is full of emotions. Ask Him. He will show you the great and mighty things that you do not know. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.